2010, my family and I took a trip to my homeland, Lebanon, and it was the first time I was able to see my home country since I was born. And I remember we would drive up next to the border of Palestine, and there's just this vivid image of the greenery and the hills and the silence and the birds, and it was so beautiful. And I was inspired to write this poem, and it's a conversation with myself and the thoughts that were running through my head to the dear land of Palestine. This is Across the Border. Along the border, I am standing on the soil of my homeland whose thirst for memories are quenched by its travelers that have finally returned home. I stood along the roots of my forefathers, tracing their paintings of what life used to be. I watched her frail fingers pick the leaves of time like she was knitting a quilt that would be passed on for generations. She smelled like this very herb, nostalgic and a lot like home. These herbs, she says, these herbs hold history, yet they remind us about our time. So allow me to lay roses on this damp soil so massacres can be made pretty without exhausting our media outlets. Allow me to pick these petals off the bud and scatter them in the sky so we can watch them fall. For once, it'll seem like the roses are smiling back at us, for we finally used them to decorate our land instead of our graves. She sings to me in every language I never knew I knew. She harmonizes in the language of resilience, never breaking her breath because her lungs were made to shield off bullets, and regardless of how many there were, she would pinch them between her frail fingers like burned out cigarettes. She always told me that fire does not burn when you're made out of fury. These valleys you bomb are the wrinkles her eyes now carry, and no matter how many prayers you send to the heavens for her to wither away like dried thyme, her fragrance will always greet these roses with the most beautiful of hellos. On her border, I wonder why she must endure so much, but I guess a rainbow can never show its beauty without the rain and the sun ingrained in its skin. I hear the roses tell her to give them her smile so they too can be beautiful. So she smiled once more and gave her smile away to the roses as she watched them bloom. And still, with her frail fingers, she picks up the thyme leaves. With her frail fingers, she picks the thyme leaves of their stem, uttering, "Time is almost up." These roses that I highlight within the poem are the youth of Palestine. This is the fountain of youth. In the fountain of youth, they say, sometimes it feels like I've only lived to die. But the reality is that I've hardly even lived. They tell me to take care of my youth and explore its wonders, but all I wonder is how growing old would feel. How reality begins to strike, feeling so surreal. The missiles start striking, asking if this is real, if the state beneath my feet is Israel. You see everything that I see, yet turn around and forget all about me. You walk on 2 feet and speak in human, but don't even know what that means. Sure, I've hardly lived and you did, but at least when I die, I still walk from Adam's rib. Maybe the fountain of youth is the only taste I'll ever know. But what is youth when you've stripped us on borders, when you've stamped on us numbers, when you've peeled back our faces, when you've hit us with racists, when you've painted over apartheid while saying you're tongue-tied with white lies? Yet you still walk on our inside saying you want peace, as if peace comes from war. Drink, my child, drink until you are full, because the roundness of the moon will only stand so still, glistening over your corpse as it rots in the new sun's flames. But all you wished for was a shroud for your own remains. But what remains is our Jerusalem, our Aqsa, our hope, and our Palestine. Thank you.